The biggest mistake is not being impatient.
I think not being impatient?
Yeah, I think you have to be impatient.
When you're in the middle of a transformation, what are the early signs that your current teams may be not built for what's next?
Well, you know, let me say this up front, that building a team or transforming a team is probably one of the most difficult things that a sales leader has to do in a business. I mean, you can build teams from the ground up. You can inherit teams and try to accelerate the growth of those teams. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you have to cut costs, and so you have to increase productivity. All of those things, you know, you can follow some real tight rules. But when you're in the middle of having to transform a team from doing one thing to doing something that's very different, maybe it's not completely different, but it's very different from what they're doing today.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the most difficult things you're going to have to do when you're in business. And so some of the early signs, and I haven't done this a few times and not always been successful at it, by the way.
To your point, Larry, it's very difficult, but this is such a unique topic because with AI coming into the fold, really distancing ourselves from the pandemic and moving forward, a lot of things have changed to how business is done. And I do see a lot of the companies that you and I support going through those transformations, and it's tough.
Right.
100%.
Right. So the early sounds, you know, getting back to your question, the early sounds that it's going to be difficult is when the leaders that you have that are closest to your sellers are having a difficult time buying in. So, you know, when you're transforming a team, it's all about buy-in first. And if you can get the leaders who are closest to the sellers to buy in early on, that's a good sign, a good early sign. But if there's a lot of pushback from the people that are closest to the sellers, you're gonna struggle because if they're good sales leaders, their teams are really dependent on them, you know, to help them understand what you're trying to get accomplished. So if you're battling with that layer of sales management, that first layer of sales management, that's an early sign that this is going to be harder because you're going to have to make some really tough decisions on people who probably have been driving your success and the company's success for a long period of time. So, you know, in many cases, what that means is that you may have to retire or move away from people who are not low performers. They're actually pretty high performers if they don't buy in to where the company needs to go to be successful. So those are the early signs. If in fact they do buy in, then you move into how successful they are at helping to communicate that message to the sellers. And if they're good sales leaders, they usually can do it. And then you have a smoother route. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be able to survive this transformation, but it does mean that it will be a little smoother as you go forward.
What is interesting, you say something. So I think this is where, I mean, I've never been through this, so I couldn't speak to this, but I know one of the biggest things for leaders at all sizes, C-level, small businesses, is when they're making this transition, they don't want to lose the really good talent they have. But what's interesting, what you just said, is sometimes you do have to let your top performers go because they're not a fit for your new direction or what you're about to embark on. It may. So I'm a business owner. I find that interesting. What do you mean, I guess, more specifically? Because I would have a tough time with that, right?
Yeah, it's more than interesting. It's really, really hard. It's really, really tough because these are the people that brought you here. And now you're suggesting to them that they have to do some things differently So that might not be their skill set, or they might just not buy it.
How often would you see leaders that you either had to, hey, this isn't working out, or, you know, they left because on their own accord? How often does that happen during transformation? And then companies don't have like a succession plan for the people they're bringing in.
Oh, probably 90% of the time.
Oh, that high?
Yeah. I mean, you're so focused on the transformation, the idea that you're thinking about a succession plan as part of my hiring process, I think it gets left out. You know, I'm 90% is what I say, but I would, because I think if I'm being 100% honest, when companies are transforming, you know, maybe 25% are successful the first go round. I don't think the transformation, I don't think the transformations go well the majority of time. You know, I think that companies can get there, but I think they get there through a lot of heartache. You end up losing a significant portion of your existing staff during that process. But I think they get there with a lot of heartache, or they don't get there at all, and then they're out of business. Sometimes companies decide they need to transform their sales force to do things differently, and they're just too early. And so the company may have realized, and some of the senior C-level folks in the company have realized that this thing is happening, but maybe the sales organization and the customers that they deal with haven't sent those messages back to the sellers. So what you end up with is a disconnect. I may not just buy in, or I may not just, or maybe I don't buy in because I know that that's not my skill set. And so, that's a difficult challenge, because you could do the performance management thing, okay? But that's going to take too long. And it's going to take too long because, you know, they're not going to start failing suddenly. They're not going to start performing badly. You need them to start shifting what they're doing. And if they're not performing badly at what they're doing, they're not going to shift. I would say be patient. But in fact, what you're going to have to be is impatient with them not following the direction that you think the company needs to go in. One of the things that you can do is, usually when you're transforming a company to do something different, you fix the compensation plan. And so if you fix the compensation plan to drive the behavior that you want those sellers to take, and it's now very different than what they've used to doing, chances are that their income is going to start to fall. Some other strategic priorities, and that's where I'm going to focus the comp plan on, and that's how I'm going to pay you versus what you're doing today. So give me an example. If you're a hardware company, and your company's been selling hardware for a long amount of time and being very successful at it, but you see that the shift is going to services. A lot of times hardware sellers, you know, don't make great services sellers. But you see this shift going to services because the margins are coming down on hardware. And so the profits that you used to enjoy, you don't enjoy anymore. So now you want them selling services. Well, now you're going to have to shift the comp plan so that the heavier payouts on the services side of the business, all right, and that the quota relief is on the services side of the business as opposed to on the hardware side. So some very good salespeople will start to, you know, if they don't buy in, will start to see their income decline. So in fact, a lot of those folks will just trip out of your business and go find, you know, somewhere else to work.
What advisement would you give to founders or executives right now going through a transformation?
Be impatient and build a personnel bench. And then, you know, be very aggressive at communicating, skip level, over-communicating, getting out in front of the teams, you know, increase your activity in front of the teams, 50%. 50 to 60. That's a lot. Making sure your first line sales members have bought in. But if they haven't, be impatient.
Man, this is great, Larry. Yeah, no, I appreciate you taking time on this one, as we've had many discussions. So thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thank you, Paul.